Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad he did this morning? I thank him on today. We thank God for allowing us to see another Mother's Day, which is every day is Mother's Day. If you have a mother, you know, every day is Mother's Day, not just one day out of a year, but every day that the Lord allows you to get up and the blood run warm in your vein, activity of your limb, you have the breath of life, and you can say, good morning, Mother. You are blessed on today. You may say, well, hey, my mother is not a godly mother. My mother's a drunk. My mother's a prostitute. My mother does this and she does that. And my mama just ain't right. And, you know, and we can go on and on. But that's still your mother on today. And the Bible said, give honor where honor is due. You know, the Bible also said we always born in sin, but you can be born again. So pray for your mother. If you don't have a godly mother on today, pray for your mother. And we just thank God on today for all mothers all around, all over the world today. We thank God for you on today. 365 days to a year, we thank God. He's worthy to be praised. But we don't want to lose our focus. You know, we thank God for mothers, and we thank God for fathers and sisters and brothers. We're living in a day and time where we're really running out of time, and we have to be to redeem the time because the days are evil. We want to give honor where honor's due, but we want to keep everything in proper perspective. It's all about Jesus. He come to save us from our sin. He come to save your mother, your father, your sister, your brother on today. He come to save us from our sin. There's so much going on in this world on today, as I always say, from one week to the next and from one day to the next and one moment to the next. I'm telling you, so much that needs to be addressed in this last hour. We need to watch as well as to pray and to stay alert. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We pray, oh God, for mothers all around the nation today. And not only for mothers, but we pray, oh God, for this entire nation, oh God, that have turned their hearts away from truth, oh God, that have been blindsided by the enemy in this last hour. God, we pray for salvation and deliverance for our young people, for youth. And we just pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will just continue to minister to us in this last hour. We pray against everything that's not like you, that's been sent in the atmosphere, and principalities and powers in the air. We plead the blood of Jesus over that on today. We pray that young men and young women that have mothers on today, that you will minister to them in a special way, that time is winding up and you're soon to come, and help us all to get things in order. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. We thank God, as I said, for mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews. We just thank God on today. We just want to keep our focus. We're running out of time, and the enemy is killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. And we must get back to the basic truth, and that is the Word of God. Get your Bible. Mothers, run and get your Bibles and get into the Word of God. And even in the Bible, it talks about in 2 Timothy, you know, Paul was reminding Timothy of his mother and his grandmother, how she had taught him, and never forget those biblical truths, which was Lois and Eunice was his grandmother and his mother. And with everything is in the Word of God, you know, to teach us and to lead us and guide us in this last hour. Don't forget those things that you've been taught. You know, if you've been taught godly truth, stand on it. You know, I thank God for my mother on today. You know, she taught me truth, you know, and I thank God, you know, that the Lord allowed me to spend precious time with my mother. You know, I know my mother was saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and, you know, she's with the Lord on today. And I just thank God for her teaching and upbringing, you know. I can truly say that my mother wasn't saved all my life, you know, and I seen some things, and, you know, and we went through some things. But God, I thank God that she was saved at the end. I thank God for that. I thank and praise God for, you know, her raising me up in the house of God and, you know, giving me biblical truth and how I strayed away, but I came back. I can truly say that my mother had never cursed at me. I never heard my mother even curse, even when she wasn't saved. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, I thank God for that. You know, she still showed me, you know, godly ways, and I thank God for that. She brought me up in the house of God, and, you know, but like I said, I've never seen my mother, heard my mother curse or anything, you know, but I just thank God. You're blessed on today. If you got a godly mother on today, and even if you don't, you're still blessed on today, but we're not going to talk about that. I don't want to get distracted, you know, from the Word of God on today. But like I said, we thank God for your mother on today. But we got to stick with the Word of God in this last hour. We're running out of time. People are losing their lives. Young people are dying left and right and old. You know, the enemy's plan and his goal is to kill, to steal, and to destroy people's lives. And anything that the enemy can use to distract you with materialism and, you know, and just anything to take your mind away from the Word of God. You know, I know a lot of people going to buy hats and, you know, shoes and, you know, and all this stuff, dressing mother up, getting that house, you know, the physical house. But we need that spiritual house on today to be dressed up in the Word of God so that we can stand against the tricks and the wiles of the enemy on today, because he's playing for keep. He come to kill you, to steal, and to destroy your life. But thank God Jesus came to give us life, and that life more abundantly. And on today, you can have that abundant life on today in Christ. When you get into the Word and let the Word get into you, and mothers, train up your children in the way of the Lord, and when they get old, they shall not depart from it. You said train them. And I've tried to train my children on today, and I thank God for my mother training me and my brother up in the way of the Lord. We're going to come from this morning, Matthew chapter 24. Grab your Bible, get your sword. That's the only thing that you're going to be able to fight the enemy of your mind, the battles in your mind. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he uses, and he sends things at your mind to distract you, to wear you down, and to just to destroy your life on today. And like I said, I don't want us to get off focus. I see that there's just money coming out of everywhere. Everybody so busy, you know, getting money here, money there, the money guys everywhere. And so it's taking people away from the truth. It's taking your eyes off Jesus and getting your eyes on yourself. You know, that's what the Word of God is talking about. Babylon is falling. Oh, yes. And it's a habitation of devils everywhere. And even in the house of God, people are no longer, you know, sharing and sharing the Word of God in this last hour. So, anyway, we just thank God. We're coming from Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him. Just a minute. Sorry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I said, we're coming from Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world? I don't know. You need to look around. The disciples was asking Jesus, said, look, you see this beautiful temple here? You know, you see this beautiful temple here? And Jesus was saying, and they were saying, you know, let us know the signs of the time. Wait a minute, I got another problem. Name of Jesus. Distraction. For the devil is a liar. No weapon formed against me shall prosper on today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, look, take heed that no man deceive you. I don't know if you looked around here lately, the spirit of deception is everywhere. People being deceived, they're turning away from truth, and they listening to in and everything, and they doing in and everything. The spirit of deception has crept in the house of God. He said, for many shall come in my name and say that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Which it is today. You see, the Antichrist is in the church today. The spirit of the Antichrist is in the church today. They're doing in and everything in the house of God that should not be in the house of God. And they call it all under the name of Jesus. But he said there are going to be many that come and deceive you. Not a few, but many shall come and deceive you in this last hour. He said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But look, he said, but the end is not yet. Said, for nations shall rise against nations, talking about people rising against each other, nations, people, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Take a look around you and what's going on today. The spirit of deception is all around us. People trying to deceive one another. You can't even trust one another in this last hour. It's just so sad, but the word of God has already been fulfilled, letting us know that these things are coming. This morning, I'm fighting some battles in the atmosphere. I sent it back to the pits of hell in which it came. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. The Christians are being hated. The true Christians. Now these imitation false, prophets and false teachers and false leaders that are leading people astray. No, not them, but the true saints are being hated in this last hour. People don't want to hear truth. People don't want you to tell them the truth. People tell you, look, I go to church. It ain't about just going to church, but do you have a personal relationship with Christ? Have you invited Christ in your heart, saying, Christ, come in, forgive me, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, all sin. That's when you build a relationship with Christ. It's not about going to church. We see masses and masses of people in these mega churches today, but people going in and coming out the same way because you brought in and everything going on in the house of God today. It's a shame. It's a shame. In and everything go. But the word of God has already warned us that Babylon is fallen, and it's a habitation of devils that's been brought into the house of God, humping and crumping and bumping it. Oh, my God, I never seen so much mess going on, all in the name of Jesus. This is what this word is saying. The spirit of deception has come into the land. Ichabod is on the door, meaning that the spirit of the Lord has departed from the houses of God because they're letting in and everything come in the house of God and taking over the house of God. Oh, no, in and everything should not be going on in God's house. He said you should deny yourself. You got to deny all these things that you used to do, the drinking and the smoking and the, laying up with people that you're not supposed to be laying up with if they ain't your husband and your wife. All these things we must put away and follow Christ. You got to deny you. That's what you have to do. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him, not them. Everybody is saying, because you go to a big church and like I say, in and everything going on up in there and things you used to do, and now you're going back to doing, But you said Christ set you free. You said, Lord, if you save my soul, you heal my body, you deliver me, you set me free from the hands of the enemy, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. I'll go wherever you tell me to go. And now look at the church. Look at the body of Christ. Look at the so-called church. All in the name of the money God. Prosperity everywhere. It's all about money. Money coming to you now. Yes. And at a price. For the wages of sin is death, y'all. They offering you all this money, the money guys everywhere, because they're getting ready for the Antichrist to come on the scene. And if you don't take the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy or sell. And if you take it, you're doomed. See, the devil is no longer, hiding anything. He's done came in the house of God and turned the house upside down. Wrong is right and right is wrong. Good is evil and evil is good. The spirit of deception is everywhere, in the house of God and out of the house of God. He said, watch and pray. We're living in the last and evil day. Jesus soon to come. He could come at any moment, but will you be ready? Oh, it's real. Jesus is real. Oh, yes, he's real. The Bible says, and then shall many be offended and they shall betray one another, hate one another. That's what's going on. People get offended with you trying to tell them the truth today. When you try to tell them, you know, right from wrong today. Nobody wants to be told anything. Just leave me alone. Let me do whatever I want to do. That is what we're seeing today, in the house and out of the house. The spirit of Babylon. Babylon is fallen. America is fallen. A nation that has forgotten God, have taken truth away from the house of God. They're deceiving you. They brought in all the world and the worldliness into the house of God. Look at Kirk Franklin cussing and humping, bumping, crumping, and trying to be Michael Jackson. Look at all this mess that done crept in the house of God. Look at the gospel singers singing blues and getting music from off the altar of bells, you know, things that you did while you was, you know, when you were sexually, you know what I'm saying, music, and then you putting it together, you know, trying to put it with Jesus, trying to be a mixture. No, uh-uh. He said, come out from amongst them. As I tell you this morning, I'm fighting some battles in the atmosphere, but the devil is a liar. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus said, I come to give you life, and that life more abundantly. And I tell you, you can have abundant life today when you get into the Word of God and let the Word of God get in you, and he will lead you and guide you into all truth, not part truth, not half truth, but all truth this morning. He said, for many false prophets shall arise. That's what you're seeing in the house of God today. Everybody talking about they're a prophet. I mean, they're dressing like loose and floose. Your breath out, your butt out, everything going on, you know, and all in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. Oh, yes, he's a liar today. He said, and many false prophets. I looked on the internet, and some of these prophets sitting there, your breath out, and you're supposed to be ministering life and ministering the word of God to help somebody, to help some young woman, you know, to know Christ, but they're looking at you. And you're saying, in the name of Jesus, the word of God said you're a false prophet. He said, in a minute, not a few. You know, a lot of people are hurt, you know, and holding stuff from their past, you know, and they blaming God for everything. You know, if somebody even died, you blaming God for that, when the Bible already told you it's appointed unto man once to die and then judgment. That we all were born in sin and you need to be born again. The word of God says, you need to be born again. You was born in sin. We all was born in sin. There was no good in none of us until Christ come in your life and change your life and change your heart and change your mind so the things you used to do you won't desire to do anymore. When Christ come in, he'll rearrange and he changes things. But if the preachers are not preaching the word of God and not leading you to the word of God, but leading you to them and your pocketbook, that's where they're leading you. So they can get more houses, more cars, more clothes, more shoes, more hats, stuff. It's not about things. It's about your soul. You're running out of time. You can get things if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, and then all these other things, but people are seeking things and not seeking God. Coming to you now, yeah, at a price. The wages of sin is death. They're not giving you all this money for nothing. It's for your soul. It's for your soul. Even Kirk Franklin got a label for your soul. Come on, church. You're running out of time. The devil is using these people to come in the house of God, to destroy the house of God, to tear it down. But the word of God said everything going down but his word. You may tear the building down, and the word of God said there's not going to be one stone left upon another. Oh, yes. So you may be building your home here, but the real home you need to be seeking for is when you leave here. Where you going to spend eternity? Are you going to spend eternity with Christ, or are you going to be separated from him? And the wages of sin, the pay for sin, is death, separation from God. What I'm trying to tell you in this last hour, get your Bible, read the word of God. Don't even worry about, you know, trying to hurry up and get to the church. Get to Jesus. People are getting to the church. We see masses and masses of people, but they're not reaching God. They're reaching the building, but you're not reaching God. You're not building a relationship with Christ. You're looking around at other people and what they're doing and what they got and who, you know, who got the biggest house, who got the biggest, who got the fanciest car, all these things. He said everything going down, y'all. Everything. Everything's going down but the word of God. Run for your life. And he said we'll be hated for his name's sake. Yes, I know I'm being hated. For trying to preach the word of God. For trying to tell you, run to safety. The art of safety is with Jesus. He says, and become iniquity shall, because iniquity has abound, the love of many shall wax cold. My Lord, I've never seen so many people hating one another. Families are being destroyed. The word is telling us these things. Sisters can't get along with brothers, and brothers can't get along with sisters and mothers and fathers. Everything is coming down. Everything. Run. Run for your life. You have a person. You need a personal relationship with Christ, because everybody's going to leave here, whether you want to or not, whether you're rich or poor, you're going to leave here. And you're going to give an account. You're going to stand before God for yourself, by yourself. Give an account. Examine yourself. See where you are. Can't you see the destruction around us? Can't you see the destruction around you? Can't you see the changes? Can't you see that good is evil and evil is good now? Can't you see that everything's been turned upside down? Can't you see? That people don't love you like they used to, neighbors, and don't even know your neighbors. Used to be a time we used to go next door and ask for a cup of sugar. Oh, no. The Bible's being fulfilled. The love of men is waxing cold. These are perilous times. These are evil times. These are the times that he warned us that was coming and are now here. Oh, my God. He said, but he shall, that shall endure until the end. The same shall be saved. We got to stand on what was taught, y'all, what was in the beginning. All this new age stuff that's taking place around about you. This destruction came when the towers went down. The monetary system, when it went down. The men of the earth start thinking about, oh, we're going to rebuild the Tower of Babel. But we got to destroy and tear down stuff to rebuild, to bring in something new, the new world order, order something new for you. Well, Jesus said, I'm still the same. Come on, back it up. He said, I'm still the same. He said, what I said and what I said to all. If he say you need to be saved, you need to be saved. He said, if you need to let adultery go, fornication go, then you need to let it go. And call on the name of Jesus so that you can be saved from your sin, from you. Juanita Bynum came out, her and T.D. Jakes, with that, no more sheets. Oh, no, everything was turned back. Was everybody going back to the sheets, to the sheets? Oh, yeah. Doing in and everything, woman down, loose, look around, everybody loose. Mama, grandma, everybody loose. Things you ain't never seen before, you see it now. Oh, yes, destruction is all around about us. People saying, don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. The Bible says we can judge. You judge every day. You judge whether you want to go to work or not. I don't think I want to go today, and you don't go. You judge what you're going to eat. You know, I'm going to eat that at that restaurant. I ain't going to this one today. You judging all the time. So you being deceived, talking about not judging. You're judging every day. It's just making decisions. That's what judging is. Or making the best decision you think for your life. That's what judging is. The enemy is a deceiver, y'all. The word of God just told us that many shall be deceived. Not a few, but many shall be deceived in this last hour. And we as Christians shall be hated for his name's sake. Hated for trying to get the gospel out. Hated for trying to lead people away from destruction that's going to come in your life. For telling the truth. Oh, my God. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. What is being preached in the house of God now? When you go past the church, whose face do you see? The pastor and his wife's face. It's all about them. Where's Jesus? It used to be the word going across there, saying Jesus is coming soon. Ain't nobody talking about Jesus coming soon. No, they're talking about this is your best life now. Do whatever you want to do. Get all the money, get all the women, get all you can get now. You see, the devil, he don't tell you the truth. He don't tell you that there's destruction behind this, that you're going to lose your soul behind this. And a lot of people, even sinners, they telling you themselves they sold their soul to the devil. Kanye West said, I sold my soul to the devil. People are selling their soul. People are selling out. These pastors have sold out for your soul. Yes, for your soul. They've been paid to deceive you, to take you away from truth, to lead you away from truth, to get you and get your mind on yourself. Buy whatever you can, get whatever you can, at whatever price you can get it at, you know, at the cost of somebody's life. Jesus came to restore you back to Christ today. Restore you back to God. When Adam and Eve did not obey and follow the instructions, and they were kicked out of the garden, it's the same thing, y'all. When you don't obey Christ, you're being deceived. He's taking you away. The serpent is leading you away and astray from truth. The devil was kicked out to the earth to deceive you, to take you away from the truth. These leaders were paid to take you away from the truth. Some of them got in so deep they even said it themselves. I got too deep in till I can't get out. The reason why they can't get out because it's going to cost them their lives. That's what they're saying. But what would you give in exchange for your soul? Every man's going to die. You might as well die for the cause of Christ. At least you know that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and the book of Revelation talks about it. Well, you won't have to die no more. You want no more crying and no more weeping and moaning and no more suffering in your body, no more pain. Come on, y'all. These preachers are not preaching the word of God. They're preaching money coming to you now. And, yeah, and the government giving you this free money, telling you it's free. It ain't free. It's for your soul. He said, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, that's what we're seeing today, abomination everywhere, destruction everywhere, family members killing one another left and right, the spirit of murder is in the land, violence fills the land. Come on. Run for your life. Run for your children. Get the word yourself. When I'm saying run for your children, get the word for yourself so you can help them. The blind and the blind, both of you going to fall into the ditch. Somebody got to see. Somebody got to come to reality, the true reality, that Christ is real. Things I used to do, I don't do no more, and I could not stop myself. Cussing, drinking, doing everything I could do, Christ set me free. And he whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stay free. Don't want to be bound no more. Don't have to be bound no more. Won't be bound no more. It says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in a holy place, who readeth, let him understand. Then let them which is in Judah flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suckling in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither in on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world of this time, no, nor shall be. And except those days shall be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. If Jesus don't hurry and come back, I'm telling you, with all this stuff, that's what he's saying. The ones that I say that's trying to hold on, even them, you know, the enemy is still pulling on you, because the ones he wants, he don't have, he wants them back, and the ones he got, he wants to keep them. It said, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, that's what they're saying now. Oh, come on over here. He over here. You know, we don't do things like that no more. You can give that up. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to live right no more. You just do whatever you want to do, and all in the name of Christ. The devil's a liar. He said, or there. Believe it not. That's what the word just says. Believe it not. Don't you believe it. Don't you go over there. They doing line dances in the house of God. Pumping, bumping, cropping, just doing any and everything, stuff that you just wouldn't believe. I looked the other day, and Kirk Franklin made an album, and the people inside the church acting like snakes, doing all kind of strange things. And then they had a nerd put Michael Jackson music, him singing the lyrics to the song. I'm telling you, he said, many shall be deceived. In this last hour, and many people are being deceived, you better run for your life. He said, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonder, insomuch if it was possible. Look, if it was possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If it was possible, they're trying to deceive us, the ones that are really saved. He said, behold, I have told you before. Look, this is nothing new. God keep repeating himself through the word of God. He's repeating himself through different scriptures, saying the same exact thing. Therefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber. Oh, God don't do nothing in secret. He said, I'm saying, you know, what I do it open for the whole world to see. He saves us so the whole world can see. So you can be an example. He said, ye are the light of the world. We're supposed to be light and salt. The salt preserves your food, and light shines on darkness. Let you see what it really is. He said, in the secret chambers, believe it not, for as in the lightning coming out of the east and the shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He's coming. He said, for wheresoever the carcasses is, there will eagles be gathered together over their bodies. That's what a carcass is. He said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not be given her light. So while you got time to run to the light, you better run. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes and the earth moan. It's going to be in moaning. They're almost there. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of trumpet, not a flute, so everybody can hear a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from four winds and from the ends of heaven and the others and others. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branches is yet tender and pour forth leaves, ye know that the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things which we stand, know that it is near. Time is at the door. Time is near. He said, know that the time is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, and we see things are changing every day, but my word shall not pass away. God said his word is going to stand. When everything else is falling down around about you, God's word is going to stand. He said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah, so shall also the Son of Man shall be. It's like that today, y'all. We see it. He said, for as in the days that there was before the flood, they were eating. There's a restaurant on every corner. Drinking and being married, people marrying people that don't even know. I mean, marrying people off the street, just walking up to somebody and just marrying them and don't know anything about them. You know what I'm saying? The Bible is being fulfilled. People are doing that. They even got shows on TV where people just marry people you don't know them until you get to the altar. The Bible is being fulfilled and given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came. People thought that, you know, oh, Noah was preaching, talking about for 120 years this man preached that there was going to be a flood, and people did not listen. And people don't want to hear me today, but that's all right. The word of God is being fulfilled. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Just like when Noah preached 120 years, it was going to rain. It rained. The flood came. The Bible says, and the flood and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. I'm quite sure why he was building that ark. People was, you know, that wasn't saved was probably got them a long chair and probably sit around while the man was building the ship. You know, it was like an aircraft carrier. The thing was so big. You know, and they probably were sitting there and laughing at him and his family. Look at that crazy man up there building an ark. It ain't never rained. You know, because there was an irrigation system in Genesis said that the water came up from, you know, was coming up. But here, the flood, it came down. And it, you know, and took all the people away. He said, so shall also the Son of Man be. He said, then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other one left. We see that every day. People are leaving here. Every day. You don't know where death is for you. You don't know where death is. None of us know where it is. He said one was left and the other one was taken. Two shall be grinding at the mill. One shall be taken and the other one left. He said, watch. Look out. Watch therefore, for ye know not what the hour of the Lord do come. You don't know when he's coming for you. I don't know when he's coming for me. But we supposed to be ready. How you going to be ready is get in the word of God and let the word of God get in you. Let the word of God live mightily in you. It's a personal journey, y'all. The word of God is being fulfilled. He said, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, nobody know when a thief going to rob you, when a thief coming in your house. That's what he's saying. He said, if you knew when the thief was coming, you would have been ready for him. This is what you're supposed to be doing, getting ready, because he's coming like a thief. Well, you know not. We don't know when it's coming. Be prepared. Stay ready. Get ready. Stay ready. Be ready when he comes. He said, will not suffer the house to be broken in. If you knew the thief was coming, you'd be ready for the thief. That's what he's saying. He said, therefore, be ye also ready.
for in such an hour that you think not the Son of Man is coming. That's what he's saying. If you know the thief was coming, you would be ready for him. Well, Jesus is coming, and he's telling you, you need to be ready. Get your house in order. We're running out of time. The Bible's being fulfilled. The love of men is waxing cold. People don't love like they used to. Family's not like they used to be. Church is not like it used to be. Because the preacher's not preaching the word of God and not trying to get people to get their souls saved. You need to be saved from your sin. Jesus came to save you for your sin, from your sin. If there's nothing to Jesus, why are we having church? If there's nothing to Jesus, why you got a pastor? If there's nothing to Jesus, what are we preaching for? What are we trying to live right for? The devil is deceiving many. The Antichrist spirit is in the land. Anti means to be against Christ. People are against Christ and against his people. People don't want to hear about Jesus. It's still about Jesus. He came to save men from their sin. And if the preacher's not going to preach it, they need to close the door. You're leading people astray and away. It's like sending them to a slaughterhouse to destroy them, to kill them. But Jesus said this morning, I come to give you life, and that life more abundant. I know today is Mother's Day, and I thank God for the mother that I had, and I thank God her memory will forever live on in me. And I thank God for that. Thank God for every mother today. If you got a mother, whether she's saved or unsaved, that's your mother. Respect your mother. It says give honor where honor is due. She may be a prostitute. She may be, you know, she may be a drug addict. She, you know, whatever your mother is, that's your mother. And the Bible said, give honor where honor is due. Yes, give honor where honor is due. Say, honor your mother and father that your days shall be long upon the earth. So you get right. You talk about your mama, you get right. And then you can pray for your mama and she'll get right. Ain't that right? But anyway, we thank God for Mother's Day today. And every day is Mother's Day. If you're living and you got children, today is Mother's Day. And every day that the Lord allow you to see is Mother's Day. Children's Day, Father's Day. If you wake up, oh, yes. We've been deceived, y'all. Commercialism. It's all about money. Go out there and spend and buy a hat and buy all that. Yes. But anyway, we thank God for your mother on today. And we thank God for you, you, and you here at the Ready Church. I've been distracted this morning. But anyway, to God be the glory. The devil's still defeated. God is still exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you. This is the Ready Church. Be ready. You may call me at 516-387-1963. 516-387-1963. 516-387-1963. You may call me at 516-387-1963. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We plead the blood of Jesus over every trick and trap that the enemy tried to send this morning in the atmosphere. No weapon formed against me on today shall prosper. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We thank you all today. You're here at the Ready Church. Tell you today, stay ready, get ready, stay ready, and be ready when Jesus comes. This time, you may call me at 516-387-1963. Calling you on the air. Nikki. Hey. Nikki.
Hello?
Oh, praise the Lord. Turn your volume down. Can't hear you, caller. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Did we lose that call? Caller, call back, please. What number? What's that? Caller, call back. And then in 8411.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. You're on air.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You doing all right?
Yes, I am.
All right. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for this beautiful Sunday. Wanted to thank all the mothers that showed up today. Happy beautiful Mother's Day. And one last thing before I go, I wanted to say thank you for being my grandmother.
Thank God. What is this? Oh, okay, praise the Lord, grandson. Thank you for calling. Love you.
Love you too, Grandma. Love you, man. Thank
you. Love you too. God bless. Next caller.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, early.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
How
you,
are
Jesus.
You? Thank
I
you,
am
Jesus.
Blessed. In our name,
amen.
Jesus.
Thank
Happy
God you blessed
to everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Caller, next. We have another caller. In and on 4414. Caller, you there? You're on the air. Lost that call. Caller, you on the air in and then 0414?
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy Mother's
Amen.
Day. Oh, tomorrow.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Caller, you're on the air. Next caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have a situation right now.
Thank you, God.
I tell you, principalities and powers in the air this morning, but the devil still defeated.
Yeah. God is awesome. The Holy Spirit is first, Jesus Christ, your Lord. Amen.
Amen. We have another caller. In 398. Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you,
praise the Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But the word still went out. Thank you, God.
Thank God for the word. Everything else going down but the word of God. I thank God this morning for the word. Just wanted to share scripture. Luke 15:10 says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And I thank God for the word. You know, you're trying to turn the hearts of man back to God this morning, and I just thank God. And you also said, get ready, be ready, and stay ready. And I thank God for that this morning. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you. We have another caller.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Caller, hello? You're on the air.
How you doing?
Hello?
Hi. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Caller, you're on the air.